Another key contribution by Amartya Sen is the idea of the missing women. But just let me warn you, this is going to get a little scary. Sen has raised the issue of whether baby and prenatal girls are really receiving equal treatment and equal care from their families. In some parts of the world, it seems that sons are preferred, and that means when it comes to medical care and attention, maybe the boys are getting a better deal. Let's look at a simple numerical comparison. If we take the United States, there are 1.05 or 1.06 girls to every boy. If we take China, there are 0.94 girls to every boy. In other words, the sex ratio is skewed. In the United States and in other wealthier countries, there are more young girls than young boys, but in China, it's the other way around. There are more young boys than young girls. Why would this be? Sen added up some numbers in a simple manner, and this was how he did the calculation. He asked, if countries like China had a boy-to-girl ratio that would be the same as that in the United States, how many more females would there be on planet Earth? Based on these mathematics, Sen came up with a claim that there could be as many as 100 million women missing, and this is why it's called the problem of the missing women. A hypothesis is that these women are missing because at the prenatal stage, or as baby girls, or as young children, perhaps they weren't given the same care, attention, and medical treatment as was received by the young boys. That's a pretty scary thought. I'll get back to those numbers in a moment, but what are some potential solutions to this problem? First is to improve female education, and second is to improve female employment opportunities. That may improve the quality of norms in society regarding the treatment of females. Sen showed that in those parts of the world where female education and employment are better, that this problem of the missing women tends to be much weaker or is absent altogether. Sen, for instance, looked at the Indian state of Kerala, which has a pretty good educational system, a high level of literacy, and a better situation for women's rights than in many other developing regions. And he found that in Kerala, there is not in general this problem of the missing women. These solutions are, in general, considered to be very good ideas. That all said, Sen's calculation of the 100 million missing women is considered to be problematic once we look at the exact numbers. Most scholars agree there's a serious problem in this area, but Sen's basic calculation assumed that each region has an identical initial ratio of male to female births, and this simply isn't true. There are some parts of the world where at birth there are more baby girls than baby boys, and other parts where there are at birth more baby boys than baby girls. Once we take this difference into account in the calculation, the number of missing women is not 100 million, it's probably a good deal less. There's a very good piece by Anderson and Ray, published in 2010, Review of Economic Studies. It's called Missing Women, Age and Disease. They show that disease-by-disease effects account for most of the missing women around the world. That is, if there are missing women in a particular region, it's probably because in that region there is some disease to which women, whether they be baby girls or grown women, are more prone. So what they have done in this article is go through different parts of the world and show which diseases are giving rise to the missing women and at what ages these women are going missing. Let's take a look at what they have learned from this piece. If we look at China, this is the case where Sen's argument seems to be most clearly true. Most of the missing women in China are from prenatal factors or from infancy. That is, the sex ratio between girls and boys opens up in China at a very early age. This seems to fit Sen's scenario of a case where parents aren't paying enough attention and giving enough care to the baby girls compared to the baby boys, or there may be a kind of selective abortion going on where the parents are keener to have baby boys than baby girls. But the interesting thing is that only in China does this seem to be the case. In other regions, the problem of the missing women actually takes a different form. If we look at India, it seems that cardiovascular disease is actually the main culprit in the missing women problem. The sex ratio opens up to be quite large for women at older ages because of heart disease, so it's a very different story than the one we might tell about China. If we look at sub-Saharan Africa, the story about the differing sex ratio, it again seems to be about disease. Malaria is one important disease, but most of all, HIV/AIDS accounts for the biggest chunk of the missing women problem in Africa. That is, there are fewer women, but it's because women, typically at older ages, are dying from HIV/AIDS at a higher rate than the men are. So it's not a problem of children or babies being neglected at birth. It's the differential incidence of this particular disease. Interestingly, if you read Sen, he doesn't account for there being a missing women problem in sub-Saharan Africa at all. It turns out, however, when we adjust for the differing sex ratios at birth, the missing women problem is especially severe in sub-Saharan Africa. It simply tends to come from HIV/AIDS and, to a lesser extent, malaria. What's the upshot? It's commonly agreed that the missing women problem is very serious. Sen's number of 100 million seems to be a considerable exaggeration, but even a much smaller number would be a very large number indeed. It's interesting that if you go back and look at history, look at the United States. The United States had a missing women problem in the year 1900, and in proportional terms, it was actually a more severe problem than either China or India have today. It's not the common view that American parents were neglecting their baby girls in the year 1900, but again, it seems it might have something to do with the differential incidence of disease. Let's consider a quotation from the Anderson and Ray paper. They say, and I quote, "Sen's terrible story of inequality and neglect is possibly true in large part, but other stories need to be told as well."